This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
It's time for Emergence News on Plains FM 96.9, citizen-made radio.
Hello and welcome to Emergence News. What is Emergence News? All about, I hear you ask. And actually, I'm going to throw at you first, dear listeners, what I think is the title for this program. And it's Death, Death, Oh, and Some Good News. I've got the boys with me, so I will introduce them shortly. Here it is. And I've gone to March, this year's March Share International magazine. And this is the master talking about what this program is about, actually. It's a nice little synopsis. Starts with, when humanity sees Maitreya, whether they recognise him or not, they will feel obliged to support him or to reject him and all he stands for, sharing justice and peace. Thus will men be divided and known. Thus will a sort of cleavage perform its destined task, and thus will Maitreya know the readiness of men for change. Appearing before men as one of them, the great Lord ensures that men follow and support him for the truth and sanity of his ideas, rather than for his status. Nevertheless, it matters not whether they recognise him as Maitreya, as the Christ, or simply as a man whose wisdom coincides with their own aspiration for justice and peace, for a better world for all men.
Gradually. All men. Yes. That's the crucial bit. For all men, not just the select few.
Yes, which we currently have at the moment. I've been raging about oligarchy. I'm fired up, Nigel. It could be really messy.
Those individuals that like acquiring more and more.
Oh, you were reading my Facebook page, were you? Okay, anyway, gradually the master goes on. We must assume many will begin to see Maitreya as the one awaited by all religious groups under their various names, and will call him thus. Some will say he must be the Mahdi. Others will declaim, Krishna has come again, the law is fulfilled. Others will ask, surely he is the Messiah come at last. While others will see him as the Christ or Maitreya Buddha. All will see him as their expected one, fulfilling their hopes and come to fulfil their needs. Maitreya will neither affirm nor deny these claims, nor should those among his workers who believe they have recognised him. Not until the day of declaration will Maitreya acknowledge his true identity and status. Now, so what Emergence News is about is this emergence of a teacher. Now, I'm going to introduce the boys shortly, but just to kick off the program, previously, we've talked about the power of fear on this program. We've talked about the massive challenge of glamour and delusion and how it permeates and distorts our lives. We've seen the power of belief tearing at our communities and at the very planet. Today, we will take a look at another fear. It is possibly the fear. It definitely holds humanity in its grasp. What is the fear of which I talk, Nigel?
Well, you mentioned it in your proposed title, which I'm curious to know what Peter thinks of that title.
It is about death. I mean, that's the main fear of humanity, isn't it? The uncertainty of it all.
Yeah, you know, Peter, and I guess this is for you, Nigel. I guess we could put it in that basket of possibly it is the fear for the vast majority of humans on this planet, the fear of death. And how it limits and permeates our lives. So with me today is Nigel.
Good to be here, John. And I know it's a topic that we don't usually talk about around the dinner table, but I'm actually looking forward to this conversation because I think it is a conversation that if we talked about it more easily, more frequently, I think that it is an event which wouldn't be treated with such trepidation.
It is one of the two things we all have in common, birth and death. It is the two experiences we all share. Peter, what's your take on death?
Yes, well, it certainly it worries a lot of people. And my previous wife, my wife died in full of fear, and I tried to alleviate that as much as possible. But, you know, it's built into some people, and the church training and whatnot obviously exacerbates that fear, doesn't it?
Okay, well, listen, we're going to take a break, and we'll come back to Peter. Okay, just before I throw to Peter, I want to promise our listeners that there is some good news at the end of this. So, Peter, carry on, fella.
Great. Thanks very much, John. This article comes out of Share International, which we so often use, and it's actually been in the January-February one and also followed on again in the March issue. So, it's an in-depth, I can only just give you a brief outline of it, to be quite honest. But it's about a doctor, Dr. Evan Alexander, and he's an academic neurosurgeon whose career includes decades of physician and associate professor at Harvard Medical School and other revered teaching hospitals, and was once staunchly committed to the materialistic worldview, the belief that the physical world is all that exists. His scientific belief system was altered in 2008 with a transcendental near-death experience, an odyssey into another realm, during a week-long coma. Despite a bleak medical prognosis, Dr. Alexander awoke to make an inexplicable return to full health. His medical case and recovery were validated in the peer-reviewed Journal of Nervous and Mental Disease. Since his near-death experience, Dr. Alexander has been reconciling his rich spiritual experience with quantum physics, cosmology, and the philosophy of mind. Dr. Alexander speaks about the world to educate about the role of consciousness plays in wellness, healing, and recovery. So he had an absolutely amazing experience, and he said there is no other way to put it. There was no separation between that God and me. He said everything about it is filled with love. So this is, of course, an experience that is shared by, according to this Dr. Alexander, he said actually millions of people. And, you know, he said doctors in the past, of course, and today, even today, I suppose, still sort of say, well, you know, your brain is just about breaking, losing it, and you're going to get some funny experiences. And, of course, if those doctors haven't had a near-death experience themselves, that is, you know, the materialistic answer to what happens. But it is far from the truth, and they all have an experience, really, and the knowing of that their life goes on, that, you know, they'll come back again and again. And this experience is sort of absolutely filled with, you know, eye-opening revelations, I suppose you might say, for a lot of people that haven't, you know, been even thinking about it. But at the back of their mind is this fear of death and the unknown.
So, Peter, should we be fearing death? What is your answer to that?
No, absolutely no way that we should fear death. We should be taught, we should be embracing it. You know, there's, I'm not saying that we should run to it or commit suicide or anything like that, obviously, but, you know, the whole idea is that we've been here many, many lifetimes before, and, of course, we get a new brain each time, and we don't remember because the brain is part of the physical, whereas the mental equipment that we come with is actually part of our soul. And so this experience that this doctor has had is saying that at the mind level, we're all one. There is no separation. And, you know, this is again and again, that's what Maitreya says in his messages, and also the Masters, and Benjamin Krem has been talking about over the years that we've known him. And so he said, you know, I'm trying to point out, he said, that any religious beliefs do not harbour any notion of a true oneness with God or becoming one with a divine entity or that creative source. And yet that's exactly what I experienced in my coma. Mm-hmm. There was no other way of putting it. There's no separation between God and me.
And that's what most of these near-death experiences, mm-hmm. most people that have these experiences, that's what they report, that this great illusion that we all have that yeah. we're all separate is...
Yeah. That's right, yes. And when Shafia's been with us, we've talked about the books that she has. And in fact, she's left them for me with regard to this psychiatrist who did the same thing. And he discovered he could take people back to a past life experience, mm-hmm. take mm-hmm. them through to the death's time, mm-hmm. and follow them through into the spiritual world. And his first book, he covered 29 people who had this basic experience with it when he hypnotizes them and he takes them back to the previous life. And the second book had even more people involved. Right. You know, like, I mean, the information is actually out there.
Absolutely. Yeah. There is a huge wealth of knowledge around near-death experiences. Peter, so the antidote for the fear of death is possibly an understanding of the process of reincarnation.
Yes, well, I do think that, you know, some people have it's a natural leaning that way, and whether they remember it from past life or whether they're more willing to accept these ideas, I don't know. But other people are, you know, the idea terrifies them. I remember meeting somebody, and it was just in a sort of meditation group, and I mentioned something about reincarnation, and she was absolutely horrified. And no, it can't possibly be. No. Anyway, I met her some months later, actually, in a supermarket. She came up to me. She said, oh, she said, you were so right. Oh, she said, I've discovered this, I've discovered that, I've discovered this other thing. And I thought, oh, good Lord, you're still a thief. And you just never know.
That hasn't happened many times in your life, has it, Peter? All right, listen, we'll wrap there and come back to Nigel shortly.
This is the Emergence News on Plains FM. For more information, go to shareinternational.org.
Great, thanks very much, Peter. Nigel, any good news, mate? Come on.
Yeah, I've got a wee bit of good news, and I'll start with some good news.
All right.
I'm going to be talking about Benjamin Krem and his take on life and death, but I came across this news story today, and I thought, well, it was very timely because we're talking about death. Jane Fonda isn't too bothered about getting closer to death. She's just celebrated her 85th birthday. And over the weekend, she did an interview with CBS Sunday morning. And the actress revealed that she's mostly bothered by the fact that she's had to have so many of her joints replaced due to her age. She says, I'm super conscious that I'm closer to death, and it doesn't really bother me that much, she said. What bothers me is that my body is, you know, basically not mine anymore. My knees are not mine, my hips are not mine, and my shoulders are not mine. You're looking at somebody who's only me from here up. And I thought, what a great attitude.
All right, what have you got for us? Come on.
Benjamin Krem. We talk about him a lot on this program. And he talks about life and death events. And he says, without claiming to be the repository of ultimate truth on these subjects, he says, may I recommend you to the chapters on them in my book, Maitreya's Mission, Volume 1. There are subjects such as incarnation, rebirth, life after death, and they are dealt with in some detail.
Yes.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just give some excerpts.
Oh, some snapshots. Some gossipy little kind of windows of enlightenment.
Do you want to take over?
Sorry, I'm getting carried away.
I know, you always get excited when we talk about Krem. So Krem says, in spite of the growing belief in reincarnation, and notwithstanding the testimony of the wisest teachers down the ages, we continue to approach the great transition with fear and trepidation. He says, what is it that terrifies us? The source of so much suffering, our fear of death, is our fear that our identity will be obliterated.
Mm-hmm.
He says that's what terrifies us. For most people, the greatest fear of death exists in their expectation of loss of identity and consciousness, of loneliness and cessation of contact with their family and friends. In fact, he assures us that far from being a traumatic experience, death for many is so gentle and smooth that many don't realise they are dead and require the help of those whose task it is to acquaint them with this fact. We are, in fact, protected during this process. That's quite beautiful.
Mm.
And I really encourage you, if you're interested, if your interest is piqued by some of this, do read his book, Maitreya's Mission, Volume 1. He goes on to say that after so-called death, we enter into a newer and clearer light in which the sense of our identity is altogether more vivid. And Peter was just describing this earlier. In the time ahead, immediately ahead, the Masters and Maitreya himself will teach us the truth of that experience we call death. We will learn to accept death for what it is. The process of death begins when the soul withdraws its energy from the dense physical body. And of course, the physical body, that's what we're talking about when we say ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
And that's what we identify with, which is the start of our problems.
That's right, that we think the start and the end of everything is our physical body, but it's not.
Yeah.
He also writes some very interesting information on the laws governing reincarnation, and you and Peter were referring to that earlier. And he talks about the length of time between our lifetimes, between our incarnations.
This is interesting.
This is just some of these
little snippets
to pique your interest, John.
I'm going to need you my seat.
Krem writes that there is enormous differences in the length of time, the period of time, out of physical manifestation.
Yeah.
And that relates to both individuals and of groups. He also writes about some of these governing laws, such as the energies, the rays that are connected with the point of evolution of the groups involved. Also, the law of evolution, which is cyclically impelled again and again. The arrival of each generation, I thought this is interesting, given that we're right on the cusp of leaving the Piscean Age and entering the Aquarian Age, the arrival of each generation is usually equipped with the knowledge and ability to deal, more or less, with the problems of that period. This information, I think, is particularly relevant to the increasing numbers of the seventh ray souls that are now coming into incarnation. And we talked about this in the last two programs.
Right.
Over the next 2,000-year period. And that gives us hope that the young ones that are coming through are actually well-equipped to meet the challenges that perhaps ours and previous generations haven't really been willing to accept the responsibility of looking after each other, true brotherhood, looking after the planet, not plundering the planet.
But also, Nigel, it gives us hope and understanding that we are all here for a purpose. Whether it's grand or whether it's small, we have a role, we have a purpose, we have incarnated at this time.
For a very important reason. Yeah. It's a very, very important time, isn't it?
Hmm.
The law of rebirth, Krem writes. Some of this is really interesting. Groups of souls come in together in order to work out karma created in the past. The law provides the opportunity to repay ancient debts.
Ooh.
And I like this bit too. To recognise and work with old friends. We will not elaborate on that just at the moment. Ooh. And one more law to touch on here, group law. He also talks about countries, nations, physical characteristics and migration.
Yeah.
He also talks about parents, families and information regarding not just the point of evolution but the importance of vibrational rates. This subject's fascinating. For example, can a high degree initiate live with family members not at the same point of evolution? Yes, they can, because the vibrational similarities are there.
No, I can't, sorry. I can't live with my family.
Let's not go there.
Slightly lower vibration.
You hear us talk about these laws on this program frequently, and one more, the law of harmlessness. The fact that family repeats again and again in incarnations, providing opportunities to repay karmic debts, right old wrongs, renew working relationships, and so on.
Yeah.
Benjamin Krem explains why harmlessness in all relationships should be our ultimate goal, which leads to another law, the law of karma, personal karma. How to live without the burden of karma. And you know what? That's such a great question. We should make that a future topic.
Program.
How to live without the burden of karma.
How to escape karma. Okay, we're going to take a break. Come back shortly. Nigel, that was really, really interesting. So, Maitreya's Mission, Volume 1, Benjamin Krem.
Compulsory reading.
Compulsory reading, thank you. Now, listen, I'm going to wrap up and I'm going to go back to where I started. I started with a message by the Master through Benjamin Krem. The message is called A Glorious Enterprise, and that's how I opened the program. It was given through Benjamin Krem, 10th of January, 2010, so a long time ago. I'm just going to finish up with the end of that message. So Maitreya is the world teacher that this program, Emergence News, is about. Maitreya is the world teacher whose teachings and information, primarily through Benjamin Krem, is what Peter and Nigel are all about. So Maitreya, as the master finishes, will show that our problems are many but solvable. That's the solution to all is already in our hands. That the simple act of sharing alone has the power to transform life on earth for the better. He will ask for man's trust as an elder brother, that he will not lead them into other than their destined path of harmony and love, that they have nothing to fear but their fear, and that the way ahead already has the blueprint of the divine. Thus will Maitreya ease the way for men to embark on a transformation huge in scope, involving all men and women everywhere, a transformation which will launch humanity into a glorious enterprise, the restoration of planet Earth to its rightful place among its sister planets in our system. That is the good news that I promised when we started talking about death. Thank you very much, listeners. Thank you, Nigel and Peter. And thank you, Laura.
Ka pai.
All this information can be found on the Share International website, www.share-international.org. And also don't forget the podcasts, which are available on the Plains FM website.
We welcome your comments, questions and feedback. Please contact us at emergencenews@gmail.com.